So let's pray and we'll get into our meeting. Lord, help us this afternoon, we pray. What we're going to study, Lord, is very important. And we pray that we will understand it and that it will be foundational to us so that we can be on a solid footing as we study the rest of the Bible. So help us.
主要求您能帮助我们，因为今天我们学习的这一章呢是非常重要的，也是其他的圣经里面的预言的一个基础。求您能帮助我们能理解这一章，然后我们可以其实能可以理解到圣经里其他的一些部分。求您能帮助我们。So
we give thanks, Lord. Pray that you'll be with us in Jesus' name.
主啊，我们先生感恩，我们祷告您会与我们同在。我们的祷告和感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. All right. So, Roy, my apologies for forgetting you.
Yeah, that's fair.
Daniel chapter 9.
但以理书第9章。
Daniel chapter 9.
恩以理书第9章。
And there are a couple of outstanding men of God that I have been referring to as we've been going through the book of Daniel. And they said a couple of things that I found surprising. They said Daniel chapter 9, in many respects, is the most important chapter in the Bible.
这个呢，就是说关于但以理书呢，里面有些很多人有这样的一种看法。他们认为呢，但以理书呢，就是整个圣经里最重要的。但以理书第9章是整个圣经里最重要的一章，所以这呢让他感到很惊奇。
And I found that very interesting, but it reminded me that in fact it is an important chapter. I'm not sure how important, but it certainly is important.
所以呢，我发现这个呢很有意思，所以呢，我最终发现呢，这一章呢，它是非常重要的，但是我不知道它有多重要，但是它确实是重要的一章。
And it's going to tell us several things from a prophetic point of view that will be significant and will hopefully encourage us all.
因为我们就是说呢，发现呢，这里面的有些事情呢，对你们来说可能是很深刻的。这个呢，我们希望这些都能继续的鼓励激励我们。
We probably won't get to all of it today, but we'll at least get some of it.
我们呢，可能今天不一定全部都学完，但是最少呢，我们可以学到一些。
So verse 1 says, In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah the prophet that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
这个呢，他刚才读的第一节和第二节，但以理书第一节说呢，第9章第一节说马代所亚哈随鲁的儿子大流士立为加勒底国的王元年，就是他作为第一年我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米嫩耶路撒冷荒凉的年数70年为满。
And so just a couple of things in those verses that are very amazing. The first one is that Daniel was still alive.
所以这里面的几件事情呢，对我们来说是非常的令人惊奇的。第一件呢，就是说是但以理那个时候仍然活着。Daniel
was actually at this time probably about 100 years old. No, about 90 years old.
但你在这个时候呢，大约呢应该有90岁。And
most people have retired by then.
大多数人90岁的时候都已经退休了。I
think that under normal circumstances, he should have gone to the Mediterranean got a nice little cottage by the sea and done some fishing.
我认为呢，他应该当时呢，应该回到那个地中海，在那里找到一个小木屋，在地中海边，在那里钓鱼，应该是这样的生活。
The other thing is that, he had been, just a few months earlier, he had been appointed as the third ruler in the Babylonian kingdom.
另一件事情呢，其实是当时呢，在几个月之前，他被任命为那个巴比伦王国的第三位统第三大的统治者。
And when a new king comes in, it's usual for him to kill all the leaders in the old kingdom.
当一个新的王国征服一个老的王国的时候呢，他们应该是把那个老的王国里面的那些高阶的官员呢都杀掉。
So Darius killed his boss Belshazzar.
所以大略是呢，他杀了他的老板伯沙撒。
But instead of killing Daniel, he promoted Daniel to be second in command in his kingdom.
所以呢，他并没有杀害那个但以理，他反而任命但以理呢为他国家的第二位。
And he didn't leave him in Babylon. He took him into his into his palace in Shushan.
所以呢，他并没有把他留在巴比伦，而是把他带到了他的那个苏珊的那个宫殿里。
So it's truly remarkable that he is still alive and still interested.
所以呢，这里呢就是非常让人惊奇的，就是他仍然活着，虽然他对所有事都感兴趣。
And what he does, Daniel, is he is reading his Bible like you and I do. He didn't have as much of the Bible. He probably read it with far greater diligence, but he was reading his Bible and he was reading the prophet Jeremiah.
这个呢，他在干什么呢？他从呢，他就像你我这样，他在读他的圣经。他那个时候可能没有我们这么多的圣经，但是可能呢，他比我们读的圣经读得更深更勤奋，所以当时他在读那个耶利米书。
And he said, you know, prophecy is very important.
You know, 你就说他说的你知道吗？那个预言是非常重要的。
And so it was, as he was reading through the prophecy of Jeremiah, he saw the line that said thatIsrael would be in bondage in Babylon for 70 years.
当他读那个耶利米书的时候，他发现里面有一句话讲呢，以色列人呢要在被掳到那个巴比伦70年。
And then he said, well, that's very interesting because I went as a prisoner from Israel to Babylon just about 70 years ago.
所以呢，他说这个非常有趣。那个，因为我从那个当时从以色列被掳来做，掳到这里，已经是70年前的事了。
So he said, what is going to happen is that the children of Israel are going to be allowed to go back to their land.In the next few months, and I had better get ready for that.
他想呢，这里将会发生什么事情呢？有可能在几个月内，以色列人会被放回去，回到以色列那里土地上去。所以现在我最好做一些准备。
All of which says that Daniel not only prophesied,But he believed in the prophecies that God gave to others.
所以的这些呢都说明呢那个但以理他不光说预言，他同样呢相信神通过其他的先知给出的预言。
Many people say, I think prophecy is important, but I've also got other things I've got to do today, da-di-da.
所以呢，很多人都说呢，我认为呢预言很重要，但是我今天呢还有其他的事情要做，所以哒滴哒滴哒。
And so, Daniel said, God said he's going to leave us in Babylon for 70 years. The 70 years are over. What is going to happen next? And he became very, very troubled.
所以呢，这个呢，但以你说呢，神说呢，他会让我们在巴比伦呢待70年，所以70年已经到了。那么下一步会发生什么呢？他开始非常非常的担忧。
Verse 3 says, He said, I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes.And I prayed unto the Lord my God.
这个呢第三节第四节的头半部分说我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷恳求我向我耶和华我的神祈祷。
And I'm not sure all of the thoughts that were going through his mind, but I think this is what he was thinking.
因为我不是很确定当时他大脑里到底都在想些什么但是我认为这是他在当时在想的事情。
I think he thought something like this. I think he thought, you know, God sent the people of Israel into Babylon because they were very wicked and very disobedient.
他说呢什么呢把那个让以色列人被掳到巴比伦因为呢当时呢以色列人是非常非常邪恶的。
He sent them there for 70 years, and the 70 years are over, but they're still very disobedient.
因为呢他把以色列人放在巴比伦呢70年呢已经到了他但是呢他们仍然非常的悖逆。
Sometimes a child is disobedient and the parent has to discipline them. Parent might give them a spanking, parent might take away some privileges in order to teach the child that what he's done is wrong and he should be repentant.
有时候呢那些孩子们呢他们不顺服不顺服呢所以呢父母呢必须给他们管教他们的时候呢有时候会打他们屁股有时候呢会收回一些他们的一些权利这样呢让他们以便让他们可以通过这个管教然后悔改。
But what does the parent do when he disciplines the child and the child says, I don't care, go ahead, hit me again, I don't care, I'm not going to. Oh, the parent says, I got a big problem.
所以呢如果一个孩子呢当父母管教他的时候那个孩子说啊我不在乎你继续打我吧你怎么打我都不在乎我不会改的那个父母就会说啊、哦、现在我有大麻烦了。
And so I think Daniel said, Lord, you punished them for 70 years, but it hasn't really done much good.
所以我认为丹尼尔说主啊您呢惩罚他们70年但是呢好像没什么效果。
And so I think his basic question was, Lord, what is going to happen next? What are you going to do to solve this problem?
所以我认为他当时的基本的问题就是主啊下一步您会怎么做呢您怎么解决目前这个问题呢
And then we have his prayer. His prayer is a long prayer.
然后呢我们就下面是他的祷告他的祷告呢是一个很长的祷告。
It is a wonderful prayer and it is a powerful prayer, but it's an important prayer.
现在是一个很美的一个祷告也是一个很有力量的祷告也是一个很重要的祷告。
So verse 4 says, And I prayed unto the Lord my God and made my confession and said, So there were two things. He prayed and he confessed. One of the great strengths of prayer is confession. When you pray, you say, Lord, I am a sinner. I've done this wrong. So he prayed and he made his confession.
第四节说呢，我向耶和华我的神祷告认罪。其实呢，这里面有两件事。第一件呢，他是祷告；第二件呢，他是认罪。所以呢，祷告的很重要的一环呢，就是说，认罪。你跟主说呢，主啊，我是个罪人，我做错了，求你饶恕我。
And so this is a model prayer for us. If we want to learn how to pray properly, we should follow the pattern that he has.
这个呢，就是给我们的祷告呢做了一个模板。如果我们想知道怎样的恰当的去祷告呢，这篇祷告是我们可以去模仿的。
So we'll read down to the end of verse 6. It says, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments, we have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and have rebelled even by departing from thy precepts and thy judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and to all the people of the land.
从这里一直读到第六节、第四节说，主啊，大而可畏的神，向爱主、守主诫命的人，守约施怜悯。我们犯罪作孽，行恶叛逆，偏离你的诫命典章，你也没有听从你仆人众先知奉你名向我们的君王、首领、父辈和国中一切百姓所说的话。
So he's admitting that the children of Israel have sinned, that his fathers had sinned, that the kings had sinned, the people had sinned. He basically said, it's true, Lord, we are sinners.
所以呢，这里呢，他承认了，他认罪。他说他的父辈呢，犯了罪，他的首领呢，犯了罪，他的君王呢，也犯了罪。所以这个时候，对你说，主啊，我们全都是罪人。
So he's basically saying, Lord, I'm speaking to you. The first thing is that we're sinners down here. And then in verse 7, he talks about God.
对，那他基本上说主啊，我们向您祷告，您在这里，我们是那些罪人，基本上是在下面。所以呢，在第七节里呢，他开始说神的事。
And so he says, verse 7, O Lord, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day, to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them because of their trespasses, that they have trespassed against thee. O Lord, to us belong confusion of face, to our kings, our princes, our fathers, because we've sinned against thee.
第七节说呢，主啊，你是公义的，我们是脸上蒙羞的，因为我们犹太人和耶路撒冷居民并以色列众人，或在近处或在远处被你赶到过国的人，都因过犯而得罪了你，正如今日一样。主啊，我们和我们的君王、首领、父辈因犯罪而得罪了你，就都脸上蒙羞。
So he's basically saying, Lord, you're right, we're wrong.
他基本上是说，主啊，您是对的，我们是错的。
Sometimes when you could pray, you could say, Lord, I'm right and you're wrong.
有时候呢，你祷告的时候，你有可能说呢，主啊，我是对的，你是错的。
You could say, Lord, why don't you do what I want you to do now? Why do you keep me waiting? Why should I have to wait? I'm right, you're wrong. That's not what Daniel said.
有时候你会这样说，你说主啊，为什么您不按照我说的要您去做的事情您去做呢？因为我是对的，您是错的，为什么您让我一直等待呢？为什么一直不应允我的祷告呢？这不是但以理所说的。
So verse 9 now says, To the Lord our God belong mercies and forgiveness, though we've rebelled against him, Neither have we obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his ways, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore, the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of God, because we have sinned against him.
第九到第十一节第九节说主我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的我们却背叛了他也没有听从耶和华我们神的声音没有遵循他借仆人众先知向我们所呈明的律法以色列众人都犯了你的律法偏行不听从你的声音因此若你仆人摩西律法上所写的诅咒和誓言
And then verse 12, he says, God has confirmed his words, which he spoke against us and against our judges that judge us by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven, there hath not been done as hath been done upon Jerusalem.
第十二节继续说呢神使大灾祸临到我们成就了警戒我们和审判我们的审判官的话因为在普天之下没有行过像在耶路撒冷所行的
He's basically saying the only reason we've got the problem we have is because you have fulfilled your promise. You told us if we sinned, this would happen. We sinned, it happened.
所以他基本上说呢，您只是实现了您的应许，因为您告诉我们，如果我们犯罪，对这样的事情就会发生。现在呢，我们犯了罪，这样的事情确实就发生了。Did
Daniel believe in prophecy? Yep.
所以但以理的相信预言吗？是的。And
if you go back to Deuteronomy chapter 28, you will find that Moses said, if you sin, God will send you away to another land. And that's exactly what happened. Daniel said, I'm a prophet. I've been prophesying many things, but I'm a prophet because I believe in prophecy. And the only reason we've got the problem that we have today is that Moses said it would happen. God prophesied it. We didn't believe it. And therefore we got a problem.
那但以理在这里说呢其实呢我们现在所有的面临的问题呢就是说神其实已经在预言里面预言了通过先知如果你去读那个生命记的第28章摩西说呢如果你们犯罪呢神会让你们被掳到其他的土地上那现在呢我们去犯了罪神就让我们被掳到这样的土地上 但以理基本上说呢我是个先知我说预言但是呢我相信其他的先知所说的预言因为呢我相信预言所以现在我们这个情况发生呢是因为摩西在预言里已经预言了所以预言了以后呢现在这些事情发生了我相信的预言已经实现了所以这所有的一切呢
都是因为我们犯了罪，所以我们的处境，我们今天麻烦都是因为这个。Verse 13, he says, as it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet we made not our prayer before God, the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. The prophecy was there. We were told it was going to happen, and we didn't even bother praying.
这里就是三节说这一切在后将临到我们身上是照摩西律法上所写的我们却没有在耶和华我们的神面前祷告使我们回头离开罪孽明白你的真理其实呢他说呢就是这个预言已经在那里了我们却不相信这些事情发生了其实呢我们也根本就不去祷告
It says therefore hath the Lord watched upon us Sorry, hath the Lord watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For the Lord our God is righteous in all his works, which he doeth. For we did not obey his voice.
第十四节继续说呢，所以耶和华留意使这灾祸临到我们身上，因为耶和华我们的神在他所行的事上都是公义，我们并没有听从他的声音。
So verse 15, and now, O Lord our God, that hast brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and hath gotten thee renown as it is this day, we have sinned, we have done wickedly.
第十五节继续说，主我们的神啊，你曾用大能的手领你的子民出埃及地，使自己得了名，正如今日一样，我们犯了罪，做了恶。
He's basically saying, Lord, everything that happened to us, we deserved. You've done right. We are wrong.
所以呢，基本上是主啊，这所有的发生的事情都是我们应得的，就是我们给活该。这个呢，就是说是主，您是对的，我们是错的。
And then he goes on to pray in verse 16, to pray asking for help.
然后在第十六节呢，他开始祷告，祷告祈求帮助。
He says verse 16, O Lord, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thine anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountains, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us.
第十六节说，主啊，求你按你一切的公义，使你的怒气和愤怒转离你的城耶路撒冷，就是你的圣山耶路撒冷和你的子民，因我们的罪恶和我们父辈的罪孽被四围的人羞辱。
And now in verse 17, he says, Now therefore, O our God, hear the prayer of thy servant, that's my prayer, and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Lord's sake.
第十七节就是说呢，我们的神啊，现在求你垂听仆人的祷告，这就是我的祷告。和他的恳求，为主的缘故，使脸光照你荒凉的圣所。
So his prayer is, Lord, would you please be gracious? Would you remember your sanctuary that is desolate? That would be the temple of the Lord, where the Lord dwells in Jerusalem.That has been torn down, and somehow that you've got to establish your name there.
因为他基本上是呢，主啊，现在呢，求你的听那仆人的祷告。其实呢，你知道您的那个圣所呢已经荒凉了。这里讲到的呢，就是说是耶路撒冷城的那个圣殿。他说：“主啊，耶路撒冷的城的那个圣殿呢，已经被拆毁了。所以呢，由于什么缘故？为主的缘故呢？你要让你的名呢，让你的脸光照那荒凉的圣殿。”
And then verse 18 is his plea. He says, "Oh my God, incline thine ear and hear." Open thine eyes and behold our desolations and the city which is called by thy name, which is Jerusalem. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies.
这个第十八节说呢，这是他的恳求。他说，我的神啊，求你侧耳而听，睁眼观看我们的荒凉和称为你名下的城。我们在你面前恳求，原不是因为自己的义，乃因为你的大怜悯。
His prayer is not, O Lord, help me because I'm a good man. He's praying and he says, Lord, help us in spite of the fact that we're sinners. You help us because you are a very merciful God.
这里他基本上的他说呢，我们祷告主啊，并不是因为求您帮助我们，并不是因为我们是个好人，尽管我们是罪人，所以主啊，因为您是蛮有怜悯和恩典的，所以呢，尽管我们是罪人，也请求您呢帮助我们。
He says, Oh Lord, hear. Oh Lord, forgive. Oh Lord, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my God, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name.
19节说主啊垂听主啊赦免主啊因允而行为你自己不要言不要迟言我的神啊因这城和这民都是称为您名下的。
He's basically saying, Lord, you solve this problem, please, because of your name. It is your city. We are your people. The emphasis is all on God. Lord, for your sake, please help us.
所以这里讲到的呢，就是说他基本上是说主啊，求您帮助我们，因为这是为了您的名。啊，您的城市，您的子民，所以呢，基本上他讲的就是呢，主啊，你要为你自己的民、自己的城、自己的子民来帮助我们。
And the child often does that. A child often says, "Daddy, would you help me, please?"
所以呢，孩子们通常是这么说，他们会说：“爸爸，求您帮助我。”
And the father says, "Why should I help you?"
那个父亲说，我为什么要帮你呢？
And the child says, "Because you're a good daddy."
那个孩子们会说呢，因为你是一个好的爸爸。
And the father often helps the child, not because the child is good, but he helps the child because he himself is good.
这个父亲呢，通常会去帮助一个孩子。他帮助孩子呢，并不是因为孩子是个好孩子，他去帮助孩子呢，因为他自己也是个好父亲。
All right, so what happens next? Verse 20.
接下来不发生什么呢？是在第二十节。
He says, "While I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord thy my God." For the holy mountain of my God. Yea, while I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision in the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblation or the evening sacrifice.
这个里面刚才读的第二十节、第二十一节，第二节说，我说话，祷告。承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪，为我神的圣山，在耶和华我神面前恳求。我正祷告的时候，先前在异象中所见的那位加百列，奉命信使飞来，又在献晚祭的时候摸了我。
All right, so he says at verse 20 again, while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sin.And the sin of my people Israel.
因为实际上他再次在这里说呢，当我祷告的时候呢，承认我的罪和本国之民以色列的罪。
Who were the big sinners?
谁是最大的罪人？
Well, it was the people around Daniel. Daniel was the most holy, the most spiritual man among them, but he said, the first thing I was doing was confessing my sin.
那些比丹以理大一点的罪人是那些环绕丹以理周围的人，因为丹以理呢，他自己是一个非常圣洁的人，相对他周围的人来说，所以呢，那些人其实罪过比他大，所以当他祷告的时候，他首先承认的呢，他说是我的罪。
Daniel was a very humble man, and a man who recognized that he was very sinful. He needed the salvation of the Lord too.
丹以理他是一个非常谦卑的人，他说呢，我是一个罪人，我需要神的救恩，同样的。
And so in verse 22, Gabriel says to him, Gabriel informed me and talked with me and said, Oh, Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding.
第二十二节继续说呢，那个加百列呢指教我说，但以理啊，现在我出来要使你机敏有聪明。
He said, verse 23, at the beginning of my supplications, or thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am now come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision.
第二三节继续说呢，你一开始恳求的时候就发出命令，我来指示你，因你大蒙眷爱，所以我要思想明白这以下的事和意象。
It's interesting. Here's Gabriel, the great angel, and he says, Daniel, I want you to remember, you are greatly beloved.
所以呢，这里非常有趣的，这个加百勒呢是一个大天使，他现在跟戴尼说，戴尼，我要你知道你是大蒙眷爱的。
When you pray, would you remember that you are greatly beloved?
当你祷告的时候，你知道吗？你是那个大蒙眷爱的。
God loves you much.
神非常爱你。
I think probably it's true that the angels respect you very much.
所以我认为这大概也是事实，因为天使呢，他们也非常尊敬你。
We're not as mighty a man as Daniel, but the Lord still loves us. The Lord died for you on the cross, just like he died for me and for Daniel. How wonderful.
所以呢，我们不是像但以理那样一个大能的人，但是神呢仍然爱我们，主耶稣基督呢为我、为你、为但以理死在十字架上，这是多么的奇妙。
And so, he concludes at the end of the verse number 23, he says, therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision, and now he's going to explain the further prophetic vision that Daniel has.
所以这里呢，就是说呢，在这一节的第二三节的后半部分，他说呢，所以你要思想明白这以下的事和意象。所以呢，这个加百勒呢，准备开始向但以理呢解释他所看到的事和意象。
So, we'll take the first line of 24 says 70 weeks.Are determined upon thy people.
因为我们首先读那个第二十四节的第一句话，说已经定了77个期为你本国之民和你圣城。
All right, so why is Daniel praying?
为什么但以理要祷告呢？
He's praying because Jeremiah said there will be 70 years, and then.Israel will be free to go back to Jerusalem.
所以呢，但以理祷告是因为他读耶利米书。耶利米书呢是呢告诉他呢，就是预言说以色列人会被掳70年，然后他们就会得自由回去。
Daniel's long prayer basically says, Lord, they might go back to Jerusalem, but you know, they're not very good. It's not going to work. Somehow, Lord, you have got to do a great work because the 70 years was not enough.
那但你基本上说呢，他说主啊，现在呢以色列人要回到以色列去。但是呢他们仍然都不是什么好人，所以呢他们现在呢尽管70年，但是70年的时间在他们身上仍然不够，所以呢你要在他们身上做点行点什么事儿。
And so the line that we get in 24 is 70 weeks are determined upon your people. There was 70 years, now there's going to be 70 weeks.
因为呢我们在第24节的第一句话读到的呢，其实上是70个星期，前面讲到的呢是70年，那么现在呢我们讲到的是70个星期。
But the problem is, What does that word weeks mean?
所以现在的问题是呢，这里面这个星期这个词是什么意思呢？
And in the Hebrew language, the line would read like this. 77s are determined upon your people.
那么呢，在那个希伯来原文里，如果你读呢，会读的是这样的，就是说为你本国之民和圣城已经定了70个7。
So the question is 77s of what?
所以呢问题是70个什么？
77s of days?
70个七天？
77s of weeks?
70个七个星期？
77s of months?
70个七月？
77s of years?
70个七年？
The word is not precisely defined.
所以这个词呢，没有准确的被定义。
It usually means 77s of days or 77s of weeks, but that isn't always what it means.
所以呢，这个呢，通常呢，它应该是70个星期，这应该是通常是它本来的意思。
So we had 70 years before, now we've got 77s, but we don't know whether it's 70 years, or 70 days, or 70 weeks, or maybe it's 70 times 7 years.
所以呢现在呢我们其实读到的呢就是说是前面读到的70年，现在呢70个7，这个七呢是70个7天呢，还是70个7个星期呢，还是70个7月呢，还是70×7个年呢？
So how could you determine what that seven was? 77s.How would you know what the sevens refers to?
现在呢，你怎么知道后面那个七是什么意思呢？七十个七，后面那个七，你怎么知道它是什么意思？
And there are two major reasons, ways you would know.
因为这里有两个主要的原因和方式你可以知道的。
One is, how is that phrase sevens used elsewhere in scripture? And sometimes that word sevens refers to 7 years.
所以呢这就是说首先呢是那个在圣经其他的地方来怎么来用这个七。在有的地方呢这个七其实代表是7年。
And the other way you would know is to see what the context tells you about those 77s.
所以呢另外一个方式呢就是你通过上下文来得知这个70个七的七是什么意思。
So let's read the prophecy now. We'll read down from verse 24 through 26 to get the prophecy, and then we'll come back to see if we can figure out what the 77s are.
现在呢，让我们从第24节读到第26节，我们来读这个预言，把这整个预言第24、25、26节读完了以后呢，读到整个预言，我们再回头来看这个70个七，那个七是指什么？
So this is what it says. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city Jerusalem to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy, and to anoint the most holy.Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks and 72 weeks. The street shall be built again and the wall even in troublous times. And after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the princes that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with the flood, and unto the end of the war, desolations are determined.
刚才那第二十四节是这样说的，第二十四节说，为你本国之民和你的圣城，已经定了70个星期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义，封住异象和预言，并高纳至圣的。第二十五节说，你当知道当明白，从出令恢复和建造耶路撒冷直到有弥赛亚君王的时候，必有7个星期和62个星期。正在艰难的时候，耶路撒冷城连接带城墙都必重新建造。第二十六节说呢，过了62个星期，那弥赛亚必被剪除，却非为自己，必有一王的名来毁灭这城和圣所，至终必如洪水冲没，必有征战，一直到底。荒凉的事已经定了。
All right, so verse 26 again then says, after 62 weeks, shall Messiah be cut off?
那第二十六节呢，再次说过了62个星期，弥赛亚必被剪除。
So if the 77s meant simple weeks as we understand it, then that would say that Messiah would have been cut off 69 weeks after the edict went forth.
所以呢，这个里面讲到的呢，如果说那个70个七的，那代表呢这个星期的话，那么说呢，这里要讲到呢是应该是62个星期那个弥赛亚会被剪除。
So let's go back to verse 25 now. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and build Jerusalem unto Messiah the priest shall be these 7 weeks and the 62 weeks, the total of 69 weeks.
这里呢第二十五节我们回到，他说你当知道当明白，从出令恢复和建造耶路撒冷直到有弥赛亚君王的时候，必有7个7和62个7，就是62个星期。这里呢应该是那就是69个星期。
Now Daniel was living in the days of Darius the king, and we read in the book of Nehemiah that Cyrus the king of the Medo-Persian Empire actually gave a commandment to restore and build Jerusalem. And we probably should turn to it. It's Nehemiah chapter 2. You're going to find it hard to find Nehemiah.
因为我们就是尼希米记啊，我们的翻到尼希米记第二章。因为其实呢，但以理他生活在那个大流士王的那个年代，其实在尼希米的那个时候呢，其实当时的居鲁士王呢，他们已经亚拉谢王他已经就是说呢发令让他重修耶路撒冷。
So Nehemiah chapter 2, let me just find out.
尼希米记比较难找，大家找一下尼希米记第二章。
Verse number 4.
第四节，第二章第四节。
Then the king said to Nehemiah, for what do you make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, Nehemiah said, and I said unto the king, if it please the king, and if thy servant hath found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah unto the city of my father's sepulchers that I may build it.
第四节，尼希米记第二章第四节说，王对我说，你要求什么？于是我祷告天上的神，我对王说，仆人若在王眼前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大，到我父辈坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。
So Gabriel is saying to Daniel that God is going to give a commandment to rebuild the city of Jerusalem, and in fact that's exactly what the king did in the days of Nehemiah chapter 2.
因为当时呢，加百列呢告诉那个但以理说，是神他过去要给那个下令让他们重建耶路撒冷城。这个时候呢，这是确确实实发生在尼希米记第二章，刚才我们读到的这两节经文里面的。
So how long after that did Messiah get cut off?
所以从那以后呢，有过了多少年，弥赛亚被剪除了？
If it was weeks of days, 69 weeks of days, that would be that Messiah was cut off just a little over a year, year and a quarter after the command was given. Is that when, was when Messiah was cut off?
因为这个是当时那个但以理书讲到的69个星期的话呢，那么可能就是一年多一点，或者一年刚过不到一半，这个时候弥赛亚就要被剪除。这是在那个初令修建耶路撒冷城以后，弥赛亚被剪除的时间吗
？So, the answer couldn't be weeks of days.Because Messiah wasn't born at the time that the commandment was given in Nehemiah's day. It was many hundreds of years later that the Lord Jesus Christ was born. So it couldn't mean weeks of days.
所以呢，这个呢，不可能是就是说是这个期代表是这一个星期，因为呢，如果说是那个时候呢，弥赛亚呢还没出生呢。其实在自从那个在尼希米记里下令重建耶路撒冷城以后，弥赛亚在好几百年以后才出生的。
So because it wasn't weeks of days, it probably means weeks of years, which is how the word is elsewhere used in scripture. So would it be logical that this happened 490 or 483 years after this commandment was given.
所以呢，这个呢，如果说它不是这个星期的意思，不是代表一个星期的话，那可能就是代表这个期，代表七年。那么七年呢，如果这么去算呢，那就是弥赛亚在这个初令重修耶路撒冷城以后的第483年被剪除。
And so the question is that possible? So there was a brilliant man, a Bible scholar who said, I'm going to check out the detail in history to find out what happened 483 years after that particular edict was given.
因为这里呢有一个极度聪明的人，他是个学习圣经、研究圣经的。他说这个真的是会发生吗？所以呢他要去研究一下。研究一下呢，所以他通过呢研究呢，发现从初令重修耶路撒冷城以后第483年到底发生了什么。
He was a very interesting man.
他是一个非常有趣的人。
He actually was the chief detective in the British Empire at the time. His name was Sir Robert Anderson.
所以呢，他实际上呢，在那个当时他的那个时间呢，是在他英国，就是他自己的国家是最的，就是最高的那个探长。
His job was the pursuit of justice in the British Empire. He was the head of Scotland Yard, and he was an outstanding student of justice and accuracy of detail.
所以呢，他的工作呢，实际上呢，就是寻找公平正义。当时呢，他是苏格兰场的最高的那个探长，他的工作呢，就是把所有的工作、所有的细节都找出来，以证明这些事情的正确性。
So he went through all the documents, both in history and in the Bible, and concluded that the instruction by Cyrus to build the temple was given on the 14th day of March, 445 years BC.
所以实际上呢，他就研究了所有的圣经的那些所有的细节，所有的细节以后呢，他就是说呢，得出这样的结论。这个结论实际上讲呢，就是说是在主被害483年之前的那个4月的十几号那一天刚刚发生的事情，就是那个居鲁士王所签署的那个命令，就是那一天发出的。
And so he went through all the calculations, how many years from then until the time of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，他就是呢，就是计算了所有的当时的年份呢，然后把每一天都算得很精准，到时候就是说在这个时候以后，直到主耶稣基督来，那一共花了多少年。
And he said, that's amazing. He said, it's very simple. Anybody reading this chapter in Daniel chapter 9 would have knownthat the Messiah was going to be alive at precisely the time Jesus was alive.
所以呢，他就说呢，他研究这个，他就发现呢，这个非常的有意思。他研究了这所有的时候，每一个人如果当时呢读到那个但以理书的那个时候的第九章，他们都会知道。这个时候呢，这个时间483年正好是主耶稣基督还活在世界上的时候。
Now remember, we wonder because the Bible says in the book of Micah that the Lord Jesus Christ was going to be born in Bethlehem. Where was he born? Bethlehem.
我们也知道在弥迦书里呢，他预言着主耶稣基督会在伯利恒出生。那么主耶稣基督是在哪里出生的呢？而在伯利恒。
Did anybody know that?
任何人知道这个吗？
Sure, the priests know it.
当然那些祭司知道。
Did anybody believe it?
有人信吗？
Sure, Herod believed it, that's why he killed all the babies.
当然希律王他相信这个，这就是为什么他杀害了所有的那些婴儿男孩。
Is God's prophecy accurate?
神的预言是精确的吗？
Yes, Bethlehem proves it.
是的，伯利恒已经证明了。
But the people who lived in Jesus' day, did they know enough to know that at the time that they lived, when Jesus was teaching, did they know enough to know that that would be the time when the Messiah would be there?
所以呢，当时在主耶稣基督那个时候的人，他们知道当时主耶稣基督还和他们在一起的时候，主耶稣在教导他们的时候，在和他们一起生活的时候，他们知道那个时间是弥赛亚要来正在那里的那个时候吗？
And the answer is yes. If they'd read their Bible, if they'd studied the prophecy the way Daniel studied the prophecy,They would have known to look for him just like John the Baptist did.
所以呢，当然呢，他们应该知道，因为如果他们去读他们的圣经，他们去读那些预言，他们就会在这个时候去寻求弥赛亚，就像施洗约翰去寻求弥赛亚一样。
Remember, all the people living in Jesus' day were completely without excuse. God had said to them, this is when your Messiah will be here.
所以大家要记住，当时呢，生活在主耶稣基督那个年代的人呢，没有任何的借口说他们不知道，因为神已在预言里已经很准确地告诉他们，这个时候就是你们所盼望的弥赛亚要来的时候。
But then verse 26, back to Daniel 9 now, verse 26 says, after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off.
所以呢，我们回到但以理书第九章，第九章的第26节继续说呢，过了必有一王，那弥赛亚过了62个期，那弥赛亚必被剪除。
So, Sir Robert Anderson said, I would like to know precisely what that day is.
所以那个罗伯安德森爵士说呢，我想要知道那一准确的那一天是哪一天。
And he went all the way around, calculated all the numbers from the time the decree was given until the Lord Jesus Christ died and reached this conclusion.
所以呢，然后呢，他就收集了所有的数据，查了所有的资料，就是从那一天出力重修耶路撒冷城那一天开始算，一直算到主耶稣基督受害的那一天。
That period of 7 weeks and then 62 weeks, that period of 400 and, my math is wrong here, but, the 7 weeks and the 62 weeks for the 69 weeks, that period ended on the very day that the Lord Jesus Christ was crowned or called to be Messiah, the day he came into the city of Jerusalem riding on a donkey.
所以这个呢，他计算了一下，计算了一下呢，其实呢，这个日子啊，他算了这个六十个前面的七，一个七就是七年，再加上六十二个七就是六十二个七年，再加上那个七，那后面那个七年一共是69个七年，这样的话呢，他算了一下，这一天从那出立修耶路撒冷城那一天算起，正好那一天呢是主耶稣基督融入圣城的，他坐在那个驴上进入耶路撒冷城，被称之为弥赛亚的那一天。
The prophecy is that after the 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off at the end of that time. Precisely, Jesus comes into the city of Jerusalem and is proclaimed to be king. And then 5 days later, 4 days later, they killed him.
所以呢，其实呢，这个里面讲预言呢，讲得非常的精准。当时呢，就是主耶稣基督他融入圣城的时候呢，他被先称为王，他成为那个王以后呢，在5天或者4天以后，他就被害了。
All right, so turn to Luke chapter 19.
所以翻到路加福音的第19章。
And again, I'm going to be reading from the authorized version because the wording there is precise.
所以呢，他再次呢，他要读那个老的国王钦定版，因为那个国王钦定版那里面的那个词用的比较准确。
Verse 41 says, Luke 19:41, Jesus has come into the city, or he's been coming down the mountain. He was hailed. They said, blessed is he, the king who comes in the name of the Lord. And he comes down, he goes into the city, And verse 41 says, when he was come near, he beheld the city, and he wept, saying, if thou hadst known, even thou, at least in this thy day, the things which belong unto thy peace, but now they are hid from thee.
这个刚才他读的是第路加福音第十九章第四十一节。第四十一节里面讲到的当时呢主耶稣基督呢他融入了圣城，在圣城以后他们就欢呼他是王的时候，这个第四十一节就出来，耶稣快到耶路撒冷看见城，他就为他哀哭说，巴不得你们这日子知道关系你们平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你们看不出来。
Jesus was saying, this is the very day that Daniel was prophesying through Gabriel. Gabriel said, after 62 weeks, Messiah will be cut off. And this was the fulfillment of precisely to the day the 62 weeks were completed.
所以呢这个呢就是说其实是但以理呢不是这个主耶稣基督跟他们当时的人指出来，这就是那个今天这一天，就是说是当时那个加百列对先知但以理所说的话，今天就在这一刻呢就实现了。其实当时呢但以理呢加百列跟但以理说了，所以今天呢我在这里就是这一天，你们是应该知道这一天是跟你们有关系的。
Now the wonder is, it wasn't a few weeks on this side, or a few weeks on that side, a few years on this side, or a few years on that side. The prophecy became complete precisely to the day.
所以呢，现在的问题呢，就是说是这个这个预言的实现呢，它并不是说是在那个预言的那一天的前几天，或者前几个星期，或者后几天，或者后几个星期，那个预言的那一天呢，这个事情呢确实就发生在那一天，准确的。
That's not the first time that happened.
这个并不是说第一次发生这样的事情。
When the children of Israel went out of Egypt and were going to the promised land, the Spirit of God uses the same phrase. The self-same day God did his work. The day that had been prophesied, not the day before, not the day after, but after 490 years, precisely the same thing happened.
这个呢就是当时呢以色列人他们从那个埃及出来进入旷野的时候，进入他们的应许之地之前，其实呢当时神就告诉他们说，这个事情的预言呢就是你们在埃及呢要被掳呢要待着490年但是呢这个事情呢400年，这个里边呢就说是那一天你们要出埃及，所以准确的神当时预言的是呢他们就在那一天就出了埃及，并不是在那一天的前几天或者在那一天的后几天，刚刚是在神预言的那一天就出了。
Would you remember that God has got a very accurate clock?
所以你要记住神有一个非常精准的钟。
He knows exactly what he's doing, and he knows exactly when he's going to do it.
因为神知道他准确地知道他要做什么，他也准确地知道他什么时候要去做。
How long is the tribulation?
所以那个大灾难有多长时间？
You've been told it's 7 years, haven't you?
你被告知是7年，是不是？
And then sometimes you find...that something happens in the middle of that week, which would be 3.5 years.
所以呢有时候呢你会发现呢是在那一个星期的中间发生的，是就是说3年半的时候发生的。
And so how long is that?
你认为那有多长呢？
Well, a half of 7 years would be 3.5 years. So Bible often refers to it as time and a half a time.
因为这里呢发生的时间呢在圣经里是三年半呢讲的是一载两载和半载。
How long is that?
这个有多长呢？
Well, 3.5 years would be 42 months, wouldn't it?
那个三年半的时间也是42个月，是不是？
So God talks about the tribulation period, 7 years, and then half of that, three and a half years, and then that's 42 months, and then what else does he say?
因为神说呢，这里有七年的大灾难，然后有中间是三年半，三年半是42个月，那这中间发生了什么呢？
He says, well, 3.5 years would be 1,260 days.
所以呢，三年半是1260天。
And so God tells us over and over and over and over again that when he makes a prophecy, he fulfills it precisely.
所以神呢在圣经里面一遍一遍一遍地告诉我们，就是当他让他的预言实现的时候，那个准确是准确到那一天。
And some people say to you, why would you believe the Bible?
有人说你为什么要相信圣经呢？
The answer, or there's many answers. One of them is this. God said to Daniel, one day Cyrus will make a prophecy and 483 years after that, that prophecy will be fulfilled to the very day.
所以呢他就讲的是就是神说呢有一天呢那个加百列呢但以理要做一个预言，这个预言呢是在483年以后也那一天实现。
Now my question is, if God fulfilled prophecy that accurately before the Lord Jesus Christ died, do you think he's going to fulfill the next group of prophecies accurately?
所以我的问题就是呢，如果神在主耶稣基督为我们死之前的483年已经预言了这一天要发生，你认为神预言将来要发生的事情会准确的发生吗？
And the answer is, of course he will.
答案是当然他会的。
God isn't accurate sometimes, and then he makes a mistake other times.
所以呢神呢并不是说是他什么事有时候是准确的有时候是不准确的。
If God says I will do it, he means he will do it.
神说呢他就会做的时候他就一定会做。
And if he tells you when he's going to do it, he's going to do it when he says he's going to do it.
他说告诉你他什么时候要做呢，他就会在他告诉你的那个时候他就去做。
And that's why we believe the Bible, because the Bible in history has fulfilled this prophecy precisely. Therefore, he will do the same into the future.
这就是为什么我们相信圣经，因为圣经在过去它精准地实现了它所做出的预言，这样的话呢，它在将来呢也会实现它过去所做出的预言。
Now, verse 26 again of Daniel chapter 9.
我们再次回到呢但以理的第九章的第26节。
It says, and after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, and that not for himself.
也就是说呢过了62个期那弥赛亚必被剪除却非为自己。
Were the Jewish people expecting the Messiah would be cut off?
所以呢那些犹太人他们是预计他们的弥赛亚会被剪除吗？
No, they kept on reading the Old Testament prophecies and they said, Messiah will come, he will set up his kingdom.
他们并不这么认为，其实他们一直读旧约，读旧约呢他们读到的是弥赛亚会来，弥赛亚来了呢会设立他的王国。
They said he certainly won't be cut off.
他们说呢，他肯定不会被剪除。
And then the next line reads, but not for himself.
下一句话说呢，却非为自己。
Why did Jesus die?
为什么主耶稣基督死呢？
Because he was a bad man?
因为他是个坏人吗？
Did he die because he was foolish?
他死了是因为他很愚蠢吗？
Did he die because he was misunderstood?
他死了是因为一些误解吗？
Or did he die because you and I were sinners?
或者说他死是因为你我都是罪人。
Why was he cut off?
为什么他被剪除？
Well, for you and me, not for himself.
所以呢，为了你我，并不是为了他自己。
These are very precise and marvelous prophecies. After 62 weeks to the very day, will Messiah be cut off? He's going to die, and not for himself. He'll die for others. What a beautiful prophecy.
这是一个非常精准的预言，它精确到了那一天。就是说过了62个期，那弥赛亚被剪除，他不是为了自己，就是为了我们。这是一个多么奇妙的一个预言。
And of course, that was a problem for the Jewish people.
当然了，这对犹太人来说，他们是有问题的。
Because they saw lots of prophecies about the Messiah in the Bible, prophecies that he was going to to do many wonderful things. He would deliver them from the oppressor. He would build a great kingdom. They would all be under their vine and fig tree. And the prophecies go on and on and on and on. And they look at this verse and they say, I don't really understand.
因为他们其实呢，犹太人呢，他们其实读了很多很多的旧约，读了很多很多的预言，他们就是从那些预言里读到呢，他们的弥赛亚要来，要把他们从被压迫的状态呢解救出来，然后呢，他们自己要建立自己的王国，然后弥赛亚呢会一直给他们带来很多很多的好东西，他们的那个无花果树会不断的兴旺。但是呢，当他们读到这一节经文的时候呢，他们不明白了，他们为什么会是这样。
And so the Jewish people, even today, are still looking for their Messiah, in spite of the fact that the timetable for him to come has already passed.
所以呢，现在呢，犹太人呢，他仍然在盼望着他们的弥赛亚的到来，他们尽管说弥赛亚到来的时间呢已经成为了过去，他们仍然盼望弥赛亚会来。
And so you come to the Jewish people today and they say, you say, are you looking forward to the Messiah? They say yes. You say to them, but Daniel said that he was cut off way back 2000 years ago.
所以呢，你说呢，你去问一个犹太人说你仍然的盼望着弥赛亚的到来吗？他们说是的。但是你说告诉他说，但以理书里呢其实早就告诉我们了，弥赛亚要被剪除，就是说2000年之前都已经告诉我们。
So there's a great big question mark.
所以这里是有一个大问号。
And we're going to answer that question, but we don't have enough time today.
所以呢，我们准备来回答刚才那个问题，但今天的时间却不够。
So next week we're going to look at the answer to the question.How can it be that Messiah was cut off way back then? And in fact, what's happened since then? 70 weeks are determined for your people and 483 have already gone. What about the other 7 weeks? How about the other 7 years?
那其实呢，我们下个星期呢要回答这样的问题，就是说呢，我们要看呢，其实这个70个就是62个期69个期已经过去了，后面还有一个期，那这个七年呢会发生什么呢？这里会是有一个大问号，在弥赛亚被剪除以后，这所有的期完成以后，这后面发生了什么呢？
So that's the next week.We're going to try to answer that question. Very important question. Very important answer.
所以呢，这是下个星期呢，我们要回答这个问题。这是一个非常重要的答案，也是非常重要的一个问题。
All right. So a couple of minutes before we're finished, Are there any questions, preferably on what we've talked about, but on anything else? Got 5 minutes.
现在我们其实呢还有五分钟，大家有任何的问题，关于我们刚才的谈到的一些事情或者其他的一些事情。
嗯，我有一个问题，就是刚才提到的尼希米记，尼希米记应该是发生在但以理书之后。应该写在但以理书之后，为什么在圣经里把尼希米记排在但以理书之前？所以圣经是根据什么原则来编排的？不是根据时间顺序吗？
对。So, Vic has a question about that, the book of Nehemiah.
Yeah.
So he said that the book of Nehemiah was written before the book of Daniel. So, but why the Daniel is in the behind of Nehemiah. So his question is how the Bible arranges the orders? Is according to the chronicle or is it just like any principle there?
There are many reasons why the books of the Bible are arranged the way they are. But, go ahead.
这里呢有很多的原因，就是说为什么圣经里的这些书是这样排了。
But Vic, the chronologists who edited the translation of the Bible, the edition of the Bible that I have,It says the book of Daniel was written about 538 years before Christ, 538 BC.
所以呢，这里呢，就是说他的圣经上表明的呢，就是说是但以理书呢，其实是在主前338年写的。
But Nehemiah's prophecy.Nehemiah's edict from Cyrus was 445 BC.
所以呢其实尼希米记尼希米记呢其实他其实是在447年之前写主前。
My understanding from biblical history as well as from, extra biblical history is that Daniel was written just about 100 years before Nehemiah.
所以呢我认为呢其实呢但以理书从那个年代的角度看呢它是在尼希米记后面100多年写的。
Now the reason for saying that is this, Nebuchadnezzar,conquered Israel, and Daniel went as a slave to Babylon, and then he lived for his 80 more years, and he died.
所以呢，实际上这个原因呢，就是说是尼布甲尼撒呢，他当时征服了以色列，然后到了那个把他们掳到巴比伦，他活了很多年以后，他死了。
At the end of Daniel's life, the edict was given for people to go back to Jerusalem. And about 50,000 people in the days of Ezra went back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
所以呢实际上呢在那以后呢他们和以斯拉那些人呢他们在很多年以后他们回到那个耶路撒冷城去。
But it was many years after that Nehemiah went back to Jerusalem. Ezra went back to build the temple. Nehemiah went back to build the wall in the city.
所以呢这是在那以后的很多年因为以斯拉呢他先去建造了圣殿然后呢尼希米呢再回去建造了城墙。
So, Daniel made the prophecy, it was fulfilled in Nehemiah's day about 100 years later, and then that prophecy was fulfilled again in Jesus' day about 490 years after that.
所以呢，其实呢，但以理呢，他做出了预言，在几百年以后呢，在尼西米这个时候实现了，然后同样呢，是在几百年以后，在主耶稣基督那个年代实现了。
All right, any other questions? Our time has gone. We've got one more minute.
现在还有其他的问题吗？我们时间也过了，我们还有一分钟。
All right, let's pray. These are highly detailed lessons, but when we get the concept in our head, it's going to help us. Next week, we'll begin to put some more details together to answer lots of questions.
所以这样呢，我们呢，时间也到了，我们就来祷告，因为我们现在学习的中心呢是非常具体的一些细节。下个星期呢，我们会学习更多的细节。今天学的细节只是让我们大脑里有这么一个概念。到以后学的那细节，你把它所有的都放在一起的话，就会回答很多的问题了。
Lord, we want to thank you that you are in charge of history. You're in charge of Bible accuracy, and we thank you we can have confidence in you.
主啊，我们也非常感恩，因为您是掌管历史的，您也是掌管圣经里面那些精确的细节的，我们对此非常有信心。
Lord, help us, we pray, not only to understand prophecy, help us to believe and to obey the prophetic word, we pray.
所以呢，主啊，我们祷告，我们不光是说是理解圣经里面的预言，也去帮助我们去理解，帮助我们去顺服，去相信圣经里面的预言。
So Lord, help us to believe and help us to explain to others that they might believe.
所以呢，主啊，求您帮助我们去信，然后呢，也帮助我们帮助我们去告诉其他的人，以便其他的人也可以信。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Thank you for your patience.
Thank you.